Recording an ad for Spotify for podcasters is easy. Just be enthusiastic. It has all the tools you need to make a podcast in one place. Let me explain. Anchor has the tools to allow you to record and edit your podcast on your phone or computer. When hosting on Anchor, you can distribute your podcast on listening platforms like Spotify, Apple Podcasts, and more. And best of all, it's totally free. Download Spotify for podcasters right now and get started.
What's up, folks? Jamari Shoemaker here, the voice of Chicago.
The man of the hour.
And the man with more and nothing less. Listen to Jamari Uncensored podcast where we talk about society and culture and more.
On iHeartRadio.
Jamari Uncensored is sponsored by Spotify for Podcasters.
What's up, folks? You're listening to Jamari Uncensored right here
on iHeartRadio.
What's up, folks? It's your host of Jamari Uncensored podcast, Jamari Shoemaker here, and I'm back. I haven't done an episode in quite a while. The last episode I did was episode 18, and I believe me and Daniel, my co-host, we had discussed Lizzo's legal situation and the fans' reaction, because you guys remember when Lizzo had allegations against her, she was accused of mistreating some of her dancers and had basically sexual misconduct accused against her. So that's the last time we did an episode, and man, that episode was... It was something. I'll just say that. It was something. But I'm back, and I'm getting back into the swing of things with, you know, doing my podcast again, making you guys laugh, making myself laugh, and hopefully getting this podcast back off the ground and do some great things with it. We got some amazing topics, at least I think it's amazing, but funny. I think all three of these topics are hilarious. The first one I want to get into is Bruno Mars and his gambling problem. Bruno Mars allegedly has $50 million worth of gambling debt with MGM Casino. $50 million worth of debt. that's crazy. And this is coming from Complex. This article is coming from Complex. So the 24K Magic singer, Bruno Mars, he announced back in 2016 that he had signed a multi-year residency deal with MGM Resorts International, performing at the Hospitality Giants Park MGM Resort in Las Vegas. It says, however, the relationship between the 38-year-old, man, he's 38, don't even look like it, and the Hospitality Giant may have gone sour as the singer's gambling has allegedly racked up large debts at the poker tables in Las Vegas, according to News Nation. He owed millions to the MGM, a Vegas insider told the outlet. Another source added that the debt is as high as $50 million. MGM basically owns him. He makes $90 million a year off the deal he did with the casino. But then he has to pay back his debt, added the insider, claiming that the singer only makes $1.5 million per night after taxes. Part of Mars' MGM contract reportedly included the creation of the Pinky Ring, a cocktail lounge inside the Bellagio Resort. News Nation reports that another project is in the works as well. And I'm cutting off right there because that's as far as I'm going to go with this fucking article. So Bruno, come on, man. I expected this from a rapper, you know, because, you know, they like to gloat and throw their money around like it's not shit. So I would expect this from a rapper, you know what I mean? Or, you know, some, you know, big time Hollywood star with a drug problem. That's what I would expect this from. But like Bruno Mars is one person I never expected to be on, you know, be in the news or, you know, entertainment news for having $50 million worth of debt for gambling. And he's contracted by the people he owed the money to. MGM, man. Yeah, man, they own you. Yeah, you got to pay that money back, man. You got to pay that money back. $50 million. Oh, man, you're going to be singing and dancing for your entire life. You're not going to be able to retire. Your kids and grandkids are going to have to stand up there with you on the stage and perform all your songs with you, because you damn sure ain't going to be able to get your way out of this one. I can tell you that for sure. Anytime you owe one of the largest corporations or organizations, you're through, man. You're through. You go have to do whatever they tell you to. If they tell you go out there and bark for 2 hours, you're gonna have to do it, man. I mean, goddamn, $50 million. You know what I could do with $50 million? I mean, we all could do. We all have an idea of what we could do with $50 million. But gambling isn't one of them. I can tell you that for sure. Oh, man. Well, all I got to say is to Bruno Mars, I'm sure that you'll be able to pay it back, because we all know that you are a bad motherfucker. And you got 24K magic, man. We already know. You a bad motherfucker. We already know that. What's that line in his song in 24K magic? He's a dangerous man with some money in his pocket. Well, he's about to be a broke ass man in a minute with nothing in his pocket. Anyway, moving on from Mr. Mars and his gambling issues, because this is an issue for him at least. Yeah, moving on away from him. Let's talk about John Cena and him being butt-ass naked at the Oscars. You know, when I saw it down my Twitter timeline, I said Twitter, I don't say X, I don't say that shit. I still call it Twitter. But it's weird saying, oh, look what's on X today. Like, that shit don't even sound right, so I still say Twitter. And I saw the shit, I was like, yeah. Hey, that's what Hollywood does. They have you do some crazy shit like that. They have your ass come out butt naked, showing your ass and all your other shit in front of everybody. And everybody just laughing and shit like, this shit is normal. I was like, this shit ain't normal. No, nobody come out in no award show or nothing like that naked. But this dude just came out of nowhere naked. And Jimmy Kimmel helped this dude too. I was like, come on, man. I said, this is typical Hollywood, having you come out and do some crazy shit. I don't know if this is going to top the Oscars smack that Will Smith gave to Chris Rock, a couple years ago, maybe 1 or 2 years ago. I don't know how long ago that was, because I almost forgot about it, because, you know, everybody stopped talking about it for a while. But, you know, the Oscars came up and people brought it up for a little bit. But, you know, I never watched the big time award shows. I don't watch award shows that much anyway. I think the last time I watched an award show was the Soul Train Awards. And I know a lot of people don't know about the Soul Train Awards, but if you do, you know what I'm talking about. And that was a couple years ago. And, you know, ever since then, I just don't watch awards because, you know, today, you know, they just have you doing some wild shit. They give awards to people who I don't think, you know, should have necessarily got them. But hey, that's their choice. That's what they vote for. That's who gets the awards. And it's not just with the big Hollywood award shows. That's throughout any award show now, you know, and you know, can't get over with your talent, you know. So you got to do something crazy. Not saying that John Cena not talented, because he is. I would rather for him to rap or some shit like that than to get on national television with his ass and shit out, you know. So, but, you know, it happened and it's over with. But I had to talk about that because I was like, wait a minute, John Cena, they got him on Twitter. They got him on television. They got him everywhere. With his ass out. I said, oh God. So, you know, and you know, some people have, I said it too on Twitter. I was like, you know, Hollywood be making them do that shit. You know, that's their embarrassment ritual there. They be having them do that shit. At least that's what I think. You know, I ain't trying to be no conspiracy theorist or nothing, but you know, Hollywood make you do some crazy shit to get ahead. And this, definitely in this time, of era of Hollywood, so you know, but yeah, I was like, that's some crazy wild shit. I probably didn't see worse at the BET Awards, so you know, and I stopped watching the BET Awards a long time ago. I said, this shit is getting too ghetto for me. I'm gonna have to not watch this shit no more either. So. I don't really watch award shows like that anymore. So, yeah, but seeing that down my Twitter timeline, I was like, I gotta talk about that because the shit was funny. But I just like, wow. At the same time, moving on to the last topic of the show, Mike Tyson is going to be fighting Jake Paul, and a lot of people have talked about this. And a lot of people are saying, you know, what does Mike have to prove? I don't think Mike is coming out to prove anything, you know, because he know he's one of the greatest boxers of all time. We know he is. So he has nothing to prove. I think this is just him making money. You know, we in the era of people trying to make that money. That's what it's all about. People are trying to make that money. They don't care what nobody else talking about. They trying to make that money. So that's the era that we're in right now, making that money. Now, I thought he was cool with just doing his podcast and everything, but you know, I guess the money is coming in slow. So now he got to do this shit here. He got to fight somebody that's what, 20 or 30 years younger than him, and you know, hey, but. You know, it's a money grab. That's what that is. It's money. It's headlines. Y'all know it's headlines. You know, Mike Tyson's gonna make headlines regardless. You know, they could say Mike Tyson's coming to Chicago or whatever to perform all of Michael Jackson's hit songs. We know that Mike Tyson can't sing or dance to save his life, so we know that ain't true. But hey, if he actually was gonna do it. He probably would because, you know, his headlines, it is a money grab, and it would be funny. It would be funny. Come on. Y'all know it would be funny if y'all saw Mike Tyson perform and try to dance like Michael Jackson and perform Michael Jackson's top hit songs. That shit would be funny. Come on. But yeah, that's all I really got to say about that. I mean, it's just really a money grab. Mike Tyson, I don't know if he gonna win. I don't know if he gonna lose. I can't say. But from what I saw of some of the videos he was in training, it don't look like he missed a step. So, you know, I don't know. He might knock him out. I don't know. He might. I didn't say he was, and I'm not saying he not. I just said he might knock Jake Paul out. So, we'll see. We'll see what happens, but... Yeah, that's my thoughts on all that, you know. I hope you guys enjoyed this episode. Tune in next time for another funny and insightful episode with me, your host, Yamari Shoemaker, on Yamari Uncensored Podcast. Peace!
tell us again where to find us, where to find where the lovely people can listen and follow the show.
You can listen on Spotify, iHeartRadio, Your Mom's Basement, Amazon Music, Apple Podcasts, and more.